Drop everything. It's the Chemist Warehouse half-price vitamin and cosmetic sale. Hurry, this sale won't last. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
Triple M.
Ebert leans back, slots the goal.
On Bruin Dits, it's Port Adelaide's Brad Ebert.
Ebert
takes the mark.
Ebert.
Brad Ebert from Port Adelaide, our special guest. Morning, Ebo.
Good morning, boys. How are you?
Rui's, back in the eight.
Rui's not. Yes. He's still not well. He's forgotten our coffees. He's come in without
that
coffees.
That is rule number one.
He'll get concussion from a different way in a minute, I tell you.
Oh, now, tough last Rui's week, getting serious now.
Last week you said you were off to Melbourne to see a specialist. How did it go?
Yeah, it went well as could be expected, yeah. So it was... Well, I guess best case would have been, you know, they would have told me I'm sweet to play and stuff. But the neurologist that I caught up with Friday, he sort of looked at the scans, looked at the neuropsychological testing that I did the day before, and just recommended that I still take a few more weeks. So a few weeks. Yeah, and I guess they're making sure, you know. He said that, like, you're tracking well, all the results were positive and there's no real cause for alarm. He just said that the neuropsych assessment probably showed that you're a little bit off. Well, it was almost like little brain busters, you know, little...
I'm interested to know.
Did he ask you about the train that was travelling at 38 k's an hour?
And they got me, yeah. Once again,
That's cruel, dude.
Yeah.
So what do they actually do?
Well, mate, there's a number of different things, and they're really just trying to test, like, all your psychological measures, I guess.
What they're doing, or is it like a... You're whacked up to a machine
It's very much like I'm just sitting across the table from... the neuropsych, who's a lady that's worked in boxing, and that's where she sort of made her name, I guess, was working with boxers and that over a number of years. And then she's worked into the football world and, started studying the whole football side of concussion. So she's seen a lot of people, and then she's able to make assessments off of tests that we do. So it was memory recall. It was, she'd give you different things, computer, laptop, desk, like phone. She had to name these things, and you had to name it back, and then she changed the things. And then she had these dice that you had to sort of play around with. It was quite interesting that you had to make shapes with, and so it was really testing all facets of your
So has anyone told you you're going to be get back to 100% absolutely no doubt, or saying there's a chance that you might have some cumulative effects of playing football and head knocks?
Well, no, I think the cumulative effects is probably what I've shown the last few weeks with the way that I was sort of feeling and stuff after a bigger concussion. Whereas the weeks before that were just little knocks that were probably attributing to the more serious one. And so, the way that the neuropsych and the neurologist were talking was confident that I was going to get back to 100%. They said even at the end of the testing that, you're showing that you're pretty good and you're getting back to full strength. But, the way the brain is, they were saying that if you're not at 100%, then you're...
Well, they're not going to risk you. They don't take any risks. Nah. Even on game day now, Dits, if someone gets a knock, the doctor will not give you any chance of going back out there, even if you look them in the eye and saying, I am effing going out and playing because I want to win this game.
They'll say, hang on, you're showing too much aggression.
They will. It's changed. It's definitely changed. There's no risk policy.
And I think it's good. And that's where it's, it's hard not playing. And watching the boys play on the weekend and that, you just feel as if you wanted to be a part of it. But at the same time, you know within yourself that if you're not 100% right, you're putting yourself at risk of re-injuring. And I think that because of the fact that I had those knocks previously, they're just making sure that if you keep getting them, that's when the long-term effects can really
last. So you went and did a little bit of jogging. They showed that on the news last week, and then as a result of that, you felt a bit tired the next couple of days, so you've backed off a little bit just to
let
the body recover a bit more.
Yeah, pretty much on Saturday we actually ramped it up a bit, and I was doing a fair bit of high speed, and probably got back into sort of 200-300 meter efforts, and probably just didn't pull up as well as what I hoped at the end of those sort of longer efforts. So because of the fact that I was already having a few more weeks off anyway, they're then just going to make sure. And so I jumped on the bike and did a session on Tuesday, and I'll run again today. So, it's tracking along nicely.
Small steps, eh?
Yeah, it's tracking along nicely, but just making sure.
Brad, I don't know if I can draw a correlation here or not, but Heath Grundy announced today, or yesterday, immediate retirement because he says my back is no good, and he's talking about not being able to pick his own baby up and things like that. Mm. I mean, this is the serious part of football, the serious side of it. For you to be told now that you're still a few weeks away, are you worried? I'm not trying to be dramatic here, but are you worried about anything along those lines?
No, I'm not. And I guess as a player, you're always making sure that you know, you're putting yourself, when you go out and play, you are 100% and you are good to go. And I'm confident that I'm going to be back at that and be fine to go. So a few people have, you know, asked the question. I think it's just that unknown around concussion. That's the reason why people probably get a little bit nervous of it. And there have been a number of players that have, you know, retired due to concussion. But
well, I couldn't even remember if I had grandparents alive yesterday.
Jeez, I don't know if I want to hear that.
I'm not joking.
You do get forgetful at the best of times, right?
Now, we know where there are some fanatical supporters out there. We just wanted to play this clip to you. This was on the Channel 9 News a couple of nights ago.
Yes.
I did have the final say, yeah. So we probably picked it out maybe 2 years ago. So, yeah.
So if you had a boy, what if it was a girl?
We actually had Grey picked out for a girl's name.
The tradition had to continue. Mm. After naming the first one Tread Ray, it was only fitting that Boat got a kid named after him.
Yeah, so they've got two kids. One's called Treadray, one's called Boak.
Yes. Yep. That's, I'm a little bit disappointed there's no Ebert.
No. Bert.
Bert.
Look, I'm about to renovate Bert. At my place. I'm going to put a bar in. Yes. And I'm giving you, I'm not going to name my kids or my dog or anything, but I'm going to give you a beer tap.
Oh,
is that all right?
I'm pumped with
I
the beer.
I couldn't give
tap.
You the Brad Ebert bar, but I'll give you a beer tap.
Yeah, no, that's right. Who's getting the bar? Who's
probably Russell, I think.
Yeah, Russell. Yeah. That's okay. Yeah. Yep.
Very tight bunch of supporters, boys. You should be proud of them.
Yes, mate. That's very enthusiastic, and that's awesome. Yeah.
Good game last weekend. Took a while to get going over the Suns, but got there and had a good win in the end.
Yeah, mate. I thought it was impressive. Like I said before, watching from the stands, that first half, you just weren't quite sure how it was all panning out. Mm. And I felt like we had enough of the ball, we had enough opportunities, which was probably, you know.
They had a few early too, didn't they?
But they did, they did. And then, to the boys' credit, I saw, 43-9 or something inside 50s in the second half.
Yeah, smashed them up.
So I just felt
quarter time.
Yeah, the boys were really able to overrun them and, get some opportunities and kick some goals. Billy Frampton kicks some.
Looks good, Billy.
Frampton's
he does.
Good.
And what about, like, even in the wet, he was still able to juke a couple, which...
Yeah, and a good kicking action.
Yeah, he does. He does. And that's, in front of goals, he's always had a real strong set shot. It's just, being able to then maintain that consistency across the game. And, mate, AFL level, he stood up and showed it. So that was good.
Big Bird, Joel Garner, he looked good too. I was surprised.
What is his nickname down at the club?
Well, at the moment it's just Yarns or Garns. So, we've got to go better than that, don't we?
Were you out and about when Joel Garner was doing his best for the West Indies?
I reckon I would have just been growing up as he was finishing up.
He was my idol when I was a kid. I wanted to be black because of Joel Garner.
And I think everyone jumped on the West Indies bandwagon for a while there.
Yeah, he was huge.
Hawks. He's solid though,
but
Joel Garner.
I reckon there was one clip where he came across.
Pretty tough looking customer.
Run off his opponent, bang, came over, spoiled, got the ball, you know, showed some composure. And I thought that's he's standing up to AFL level well.
Yeah. The kids are good, there's no doubt about it. You go to Tassie on Saturday to take on the Hawks. This is a genuine 50-50 game. They were poor on the weekend. They've got McAvoy, their ruckman, out of the side. You guys should get Robbie Gray and Tom Jonas back. This is a winnable game.
Mate, you're going every week. We're positive, and I think this week we really need to make sure that the boys seem to travel pretty well. I think, and get them over to Tassie, and I reckon they'll put up a good fight.
Yep. Thanks for coming in, Eva, and take care of yourself. Have a good couple of quiet weeks and
I will.
You got to do, obviously. Now, I just heard a Dicky Bird told me, have you branched out with Hey Diddle?
Hey, I have, mate.
You've added another...
Yes, a nice little rosé for all those ones that don't really like the heavy reds. We've gone to a little rosé, so we bottled that the other day and... You know, whilst I haven't really had, I haven't had any of it yet, I'm pretty excited about it.
It's funny about that. He even brought
hasn't brought any in.
Now that you're not going to kick your 40 goals, just give us a six-pack of rosé.
Oh, mate, I think I need...
Right. You haven't forgotten the bet.
No, we can do
it. Because you can concussion. You haven't forgotten your bet.
I haven't forgotten it, but I'm going to come hard in this
second half.
Depends
how many games you miss, Rui. We can do it on a pro-rata system. So
I'm
40 becomes...
I'll give you 5 to 1
if you want. Duckwell Lewis?
The Duckwell Lewis, I like it.
Should have negotiated that before we put the bet on, son.
Good on you, Ebo. Take care, mate. Brad Ebert from Port Adelaide. Hey, a clue coming up in just a moment for the $10,000 hearing test.
Yeah, give us a buzz. 1-333-53.
Drop everything. It's the Chemist Warehouse half-price vitamin and cosmetic sale. Hurry, this sale won't last. Chemist Warehouse. Great savings every day.